Big one in Murfreesboro last night. The Blue Raiders get a 14-5 win against Kennesaw State. We bring in the head coach of MTSU, Derek Mason, who's on the line with us now. Coach, congrats on the win. How you doing?
Thanks, Jason. Big Joe. Hey, man, it was an early morning. Had to turn it around fast and get on up. But, you know, happy for our guys. I mean, they won a hard-fought game. And it wasn't pretty at all, but, you know, I do want to say thank you to, you know, but our fans. It was faith and family night. We honored Kevin Byard, and it was a good turnout for cold weather and a great home contest.
So what do you do to kind of build off this? It's a conference win. It was a home win. You know, you used the phrase, it wasn't pretty. You know, win's a win. So how do you build off that moving forward?
Yeah, we want to take wins, you know, how they come. I don't think any win's going to be the same. You know, it was not pretty. You know, riddled with some penalties, and a lot of opportunity to get better. Yeah, I saw some good things on the defensive side of the ball last night. Some missed opportunities, you know, for us offensively. And really, when I take a look at it, man, there's just so much to build on. We had 20 guys make tackles last night on the defensive side of the ball. I do believe, man, we have to continue to chop away at the protection piece of what we do, and make sure we can get our running backs involved. But special teams-wise, it was great to see Amari Kelly get off.
You know, Coach, you've been around the game a long time. You know that in order to have a good team, I mean, your quarterback's got to be a warrior. And what Nick Vadiato did last night, sick as a dog and fighting with his teammates, that was a heck of an effort by that young man last night.
It was. I mean, it started, you know, in the early morning yesterday, when he wasn't feeling very well, and I got a call from Keith Bunch, and Keith said, "Hey, look, man, quarterback's not doing very well." I said, "Okay, well, I was probably not going to play," and I thought that was it. And you know, when I went down to see Nick, probably around 8 o'clock, you know, he still didn't look any better and hadn't had any sleep. So he came back to Murfreesboro, you know, and had some medicine laid down, and I thought that was going to be it. Okay, like we were going to play with our backup quarterback, and I thought Roman Gagliano would have, you know, went out there, competed, and worked to get the job done. But this dude came into the locker room, and, you know, it was like Willis Reed. You know, he came in, put on his uniform, said he was going to battle, and, like, that was that. He went out and battled. And I can tell, like, at halftime that he was tired and fatigued, but he still wanted to go. So, you know, you got to love a warrior like that.
Also, yeah, let's go back to Amari Kelly. I mean, the punt return last night. I mean, wouldn't it have been great, Coach, if we had been blessed with that kind of speed when we played college football?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know I didn't have it, but, you know, Amari's got an extra gear. You know, sometimes we do get a chance to see it, you know, like when he's able to, you know, when he sees an opening, he can really turn it up a notch. And, like last night, I saw a couple moves. He got vertical, and then he saw a gap, and then I saw the 0-60 that looked like a flash, and next thing I know, he was in the end zone.
Right. He's just so good. I want to bring up a play. It's not to be on the stat sheet. This is between you and me. When you go back and watch film, Moaz Byard last night, they almost blocked a punt in your end zone, but as a personal protector, Coach, he saw him the last second, the Kennesaw State guy, and he blasted this guy. And I'm thinking, that's something that nobody's going to notice but me and the coaching staff. There was effort like that last night, Coach, from guys, it's not going to show up on the stat sheet, but who gave their all last night to help that team win the game.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, I saw it as it happened. I mean, he fanned back, you know, to his left, and actually clocked that guy. I mean, you know, actually, you know, like it looked like a windshield wiping a bug off. I mean, he did a really good job of coming back and really giving us a chance to get that punt off. And our young punter, you know, Grant Chadwick has been outstanding all year. But it's plays like that you're right, they don't show up in the stat sheet. But I saw some strain last night from a lot of different guys, just trying to, you know, man, get us to a place where we can get a victory. And, you know, fortunately for us, man, we got it, and now what we can do is build off of it.
Derek Mason is with us, MTSU head football coach. You mentioned honoring Kevin Byard last night. How important is it to have an example like that? I mean, you're obviously very familiar with his career, both at middle and then in the NFL with the Titans, and now, you know, obviously he's moved on. But how important is it to have that guy as an example for your team of like, hey, That can be you one day.
You know what? These guys, man, there's so many former MTSU guys, man, who have come through here, walked these halls, made a difference, impacted not only the program but the city, like the university, and then gone on to do great things. You know, and Kevin Byers is just one of those, right? When those guys, our guys watch those guys every week. They're always looking for MTSU guys, and you know, just to have Kevin and his family come back, it meant a lot to those guys. I know his little brother Moez Byard here was ecstatic to see his brother last night, and I think again those guys are always in the locker room talking about the Reed Blankenships, Mitchell Harris Ward, all these guys, man, who have sat in those locker rooms before them. So I think it's always special when these guys get back to campus.
Yeah, and they want to come back to campus. I mean, I think that's even more important, for you to have is these guys that, because you have some, unfortunately, that it's like they go through there and then they move on and then they don't come back. But the guys that want to, I think, is huge for building a program.
It is huge for building a program. Look, I know a lot of these guys. And, I mean, they may know of me, but they never played for me. They don't know me, like, in that way. But I think what we've tried to do is make sure, that we can try to – bridge, the opportunities for, the young people here, because it's not about me as a coach. It's not about our coaching staff. It's about the young men that come through your program. You want to be able to, show them, what it can look like. And you want opportunities for those guys to be mentored and challenged in the way that, those student athletes were challenged when they were here. So it's always good to hear the stories and really understand what it is to be a Blue Raider. And so, with that, having those guys around, those legacy pieces always provides wisdom and history.
Absolutely. Coach, we come out healthy of the game last night?
We'll see. This morning, the morning after a game is always the tipping point, right? You go in, I'll listen to Keith Bunch, talk to me at about 1 o'clock, and I'll have a better understanding of what happened to us last night. I think we're pretty good other than, some flu. But what I can tell you is that this group has taken on a lot of hits. I mean, we've had a rash of injuries throughout the season that we've had to play through, and that's why you're seeing a lot of guys playing. And so sometimes the continuity, the chemistry, and the cohesiveness doesn't always look exactly the way it should look at this time of year, but that's okay. We're just growing a football team that's trying to get better with young guys that are playing and guys that are getting opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have gotten had other guys, or been available to the team. So that's just where we are.
Well, Coach, hopefully everybody's good, and congrats again on the win. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck next week. We'll talk to you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Let's go Blue.
Let's go Blue. Derek Mason joining us here on the program as he does every Wednesday around this time. Maybe moving a little bit next week because they play Wednesday, but we'll figure that out. But hey, you just get one,
right?
And you can build off of that
And be on the road, Jacksonville State next week. Hey, coming up, there is a list of this college football that's complete garbage on ESPN.com because they left out one player on this top 25 list, and you know where I'm going with this.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Real quick, Edward wants to weigh in on MTSU. Edward, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Good.
Hey, I have season tickets to MTSU, but the comfort of my recliner and watching it on CBS Sports is what I did. He said it was ugly. It was. I don't know if he used the word ugly, but the glass is half full, Chase, Joe. You do have Jacksonville State coming up. They're 3-3. That's a pivotal game, in my opinion. If you can get around them, UTEP is terrible. Liberty's going to beat us. New Mexico State's terrible. And FIU's terrible. We could actually become bowl eligible if we can get around Jacksonville State. I think that would be my goal. I'm going to be out here supporting them if they're 1-9. And I'll offer giving. I've called him before.
Mm-hmm.
About MTSU particularly. But I'm ready to turn the page. Let's get a winning season. Let's go to a bowl game. Joe, I know you told me about what they're up against, the transfer portal and the NIL. But I don't know. I just at times it was hard to watch last night. Anyway, that's just my comment, so I appreciate it if y'all make a comment on that.
Thanks, Edward. Appreciate it.
Love your passion, brother. Look, I'm with you, man. I understand it, and it's frustrating. Football's a frustrating game, and MTSU's been frustrating a lot this season, but they got to win. And so you go on, you try to get better. You know, every team gets injuries. But I'm telling you, the transfer portal is killing Group of Five schools when they got good players, because these teams, like – Holden Willis is a great player. If I'm Ole Miss, I go snag him if he had another year left, because he torched us, or he torched Ole Miss when he's down there. It's just very difficult, but you still got to go out and play. That's not an excuse, but you got to go out and play and win games. And, yeah, there's a lot to play for. It's just college football's changed, and it changed quickly on us, and you have to adapt and give him time. I mean, he's playing with guys that were brought in from another coaching staff, and got to flip the roster and see what you could do. But, you know, only thing is, time proves whether it's the right hire or not. We just got to give them that time.
Absolutely. So congrats to them on the win.